Port Moody's seniors would benefit from their own age-friendly recreation center. But nothing's likely to happen until a feasibility study of the city's overall recreation needs and opportunities is completed, says a staff report presented to council on Tuesday, April 23. The findings from the Age-Friendly Recreation Center report will be incorporated into the feasibility study and will provide context for opportunities to build new facilities or repurpose, expand existing spaces, said Angela Blackhall, Port Moody's Recreation Coordinator. A consultant's report completed in 2022 said a standalone seniors facility with a gym, several multi-purpose rooms, fitness area, kitchen and lounge area would cost up to $23.4 million, while construction of a smaller center added to the city's existing recreation complex would run from $13.9 million to $16.7 million. Lees & Associates, a Vancouver-based architecture and planning company, said existing services for seniors in Port Moody are experiencing increasing demand as their population grows. But facilities at the city's recreation complex and Kyle Center are falling short in their ability to provide seniors and intergenerational programming. The seniors' population in Port Moody is diverse, comprising a wide range of ages, interests, abilities, cultures and languages, the consultant's report explained, adding that makes it difficult for senior centers to meet the needs of the entire seniors' population. The consulting company gathered its information from several public workshops, interviews with local seniors' organizations and a survey. Findings included a desire for welcoming and inclusive fitness spaces that could be used by people with various levels of ability, including dementia, stroke and mobility issues. Seniors also expressed a desire for outdoor spaces, event spaces, social areas for activities, like cribbage tournaments, board games, ping pong and informal gatherings, as well as areas for learning and sharing like a library, and a place to make things. Architectural partner, Carscad & Stokes McDonald Architects, said those needs could be met with a 26,000 square featuring standalone facility where the Kyle Center is currently located or an 18,600 square featuring addition to the rec center. Cowan. Haven Lerbecki said the provision of recreation facilities is an important issue for the city's seniors. Many seniors are hoping for some reassurances, she said.